Experience the flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market with deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide. Save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Begin with the Irish Independent this morning, which tells us water charges are back. Households could face water charges for excessive use this year, 8 years after legislation was passed. The charges will target householders who fail to fix leaks, and apparently the charges are now a high priority for the Department of Housing, and the water charges will be capped at €500 per year, but there will be higher allowances for larger families or people with health issues, because with some health issues you require a lot of water usage. Original plans for excess use charges were scrapped along with normal use charges amid mass protests, reminds the Irish Independent. I'm not sure many of us need reminding of that. Water charges last time went down like a lead balloon. Let's see how they go this time. The Irish Times on the front page tells us about 1 in 20 school children are being diagnosed with autism, which is a threefold increase in under a decade. These are new figures from the Department of Education, and they say that the growing incidence of is placing strain on the school system, because authorities are trying to find appropriate places for children with additional needs. So official records show that the number of children diagnosed with autism is up threefold. Certainly the number of diagnoses is up threefold, and it means at least 400 new special classes and 200 new special school places will be required every year for the next 3 years to keep up with demand. Also the front of the Irish Times, they're looking at complaints to that mouthful over an organisation, the Consumer, what are they called? The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC. It's on the front of the Irish Times. Ticketmaster, Air and Ryanair were the three companies that prompted most complaints to the CCPC last year. Mainly though, the complaints are about cars and transport, then followed by telecoms and then home improvements. They top the list of concerns from people who contact the CCPC. Also people ringing up looking for help with their holidays, buying clothes, shoes and accessories. But overall, Ticketmaster got 614 complaints, followed by Air, Ryanair, Sky, Harvey Norman, Vodafone, Currys, Aer Lingus, Virgin Media and Lidl. On the front of the Irish Daily Mail, a company at the centre of the €6.7 million failed IT system at the Arts Council also oversaw two Department of Agriculture projects that ran almost €1 million over budget, the Irish Daily Mail can reveal. The Irish Sun, haunted by your evil eyes, the daughter of a woman brutally butchered in her own home, told her killer yesterday, "I'm haunted by your evil eyes." Brian McHugh was caged for life for the murder of Lisa Thompson in Ballymun in May 2022. And the Irish Daily Mirror, also horror movie on the front page. Murder victim Lisa Thompson's daughter said her injuries were like those which could only be seen in horror movies, as her killer was jailed for life. Front of the Irish Examiner tells us that the TD, who was questioned by Gardaí conducting a fraud probe, has contacted the Cán Comhairle seeking an opportunity to address the Dáil on the matter. Thomas Gould has been in touch with Rona Murphy to seek time in the Dáil to discuss the issue. And Thomas Gould, Mary Lou MacDonald has said, will not be stepping down pending the outcome of a Garda probe. Micheál Martin is warning against using the Dáil to discuss a case while a Garda investigation is ongoing. And finally, on the front pages, the front of the Irish Daily Star, OWAD a flight. Irish racing fans are aiming to cash in at Cheltenham in a €500 million bet bonanza. Dublin Airport was packed with punters heading to the start of the racing festival, which begins today, but they flew out yesterday. And apparently they've brought bags of money with them. So the carry-on bags have been packed with bags of cash, according to the front of the Star. And they'll be hoping to bring home a bag of money as well. And I see on the front page, actually, it's a gang of lads from Nace including a former doctor who's retired. So they're getting ready for Cheltenham, and one of many, many of the thousands of Irish fans who are heading over to Prestbury Park. John Duggan is there for us, by the way. We'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The Irish Sun tells us, staying with Cheltenham, that furious locals in Cheltenham are very, very angry over the council's decision to allow a pop-up lap dancing club during the Gold Cup horse racing week. So an erotic events company has been given permission to have a lap dancing bar in a pub, I think it is, Jessop House, until 5 a.m. between Monday and Friday this week during the Cheltenham Festival. And locals, 100 of them, complained. I'm sure there's others who didn't, but 100 objections were sent into the council, who claimed that the lap dancing licence would expose women to financial, mental and physical harm. A spokesperson says that the councillors are ignoring their previously stated concerns for women's safety and rights. So it's very interesting. You'd never see it here, I don't think, that the week of the racing you have a pop-up lap dancing club beside a racing venue. Inside the papers then, the Irish Examiner tells us that the price of coffee, if you're a fan of coffee, you'd be interested in this. The price of coffee on Irish supermarket shelves is going to rise over the coming weeks, and roasters are struggling to deal with costs that have surged by more than 60% in the past 6 months. There's a lot of problems for coffee at the moment. Poor weather is hitting crops in key growing countries, so that has led to a spike in demand for coffee at a time when production has lowered. So coffee roasters in Ireland are paying a lot more for coffee beans this year, and as a result, consumers can expect to see that when they go to buy their cup of coffee. Also, we're warned in the Mail by Alan Titchmarsh that if you want to save the planet, skip the avocado on toast and have a bowl of Weetabix instead. He says that most avocados sold in this part of the world are grown where the rainforest has been felled at an alarming rate. Then the avocados are shipped more than 5,000 miles across the ocean. And he says there's a lot to be said for cornflakes, Weetabix and Shreddies. And one final story for you from The Eye. If you have a dinner party this weekend, well, we have the top topics to avoid at a dinner party. And the first question, they always say you should avoid talking about religion and politics at dinner parties. Well, actually, the number one topic to avoid at a dinner party is money. And the question being, what salary are you on? Pretty obnoxious question for someone to ask you at a dinner party. How much are you earning? The second question is just as obnoxious and uncouth. Do you have any debt? Now imagine someone asking you that at a party. So how much are you earning and do you have any debt? Then the third question is, how much do you have in your savings? How much is in the bank? Then we move on to another toxic conversation. Do you support migration? And do you think Trump could be a positive influence? Do you think migration is a good thing? And then you should never ask someone, would you take Ozempic? And did you vote in the last general election? So there are some of the topics never to be discussed. If you're on Come Dine With Me or you ever have a dinner party.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Experience the Flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market. With deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide. Save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.